Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Managers Essentials podcast. Today, I'm here with Gavin from Staff Learning and Development, and we're going to be talking a little bit about wellbeing. Good morning, Gavin. I'm sure listeners will have heard of the term wellbeing and may well already know about some of the wellbeing activities that we offer here at the university. How do you describe wellbeing?
I think, for me, wellbeing is about just that, being well, but being mindful of all parts of your life and how that they may interact. Being well within your health, being well within your mental health, also in terms of your work and also outside of work activities. I think it's really quite a holistic term for me.
Okay, thank you. And I know you've recently delivered a brand new workshop for managers on wellbeing. Can you tell us a bit more about what that session covers?
It's a nice length of session. It's around about 90 minutes, and we do pack quite a bit into those 90 minutes, but it's really, really useful stuff for managers. Essentially, it's kind of trying to get across managers' responsibility in terms of well-being, mainly for their teams. So there's a certain amount of signposting and what well-being means for them and for their teams, but also about the fact that it starts with them. So role modelling is key, and actually allowing time and activities for well-being.
Okay, great. And I mean, we obviously, as you know, we are increasingly offering more and more on our wellbeing agenda. Why do you think it's so important for managers to have an understanding of wellbeing?
I think line managers are there because invariably they're the first point of contact if anybody wants to have a conversation. They're visible and they're the people who have responsibility to, they see what their teams do on a day-to-day basis. So they can see if something's not quite right or if something's going really well and congratulating that. They definitely hold the authority in terms of if any of their team wants to go on any additional training or activities around that well-being space. But I actually think to have an understanding in order to, like I said before, role model it, I think it's one of the key parts of that too.
And how do you think managers can make a real difference to the well-being of their team?
I think I mentioned role modelling for the third time now, but it's championing it. Making sure that well-being considerations are communicated to the team, and actually making it part of their everyday conversations.
And as you've said, you know, managers can, you know, they're the person that has the most contact with their team. They're likely to see or be the first person to notice if somebody was becoming unwell at work. If a manager's listening to this and they've got concerns about the well-being of somebody in their team, what would you recommend they do?
Well, there's tons of stuff out there. The workshop which I mentioned does hold a lot of signposting, and we do mention things like managers' essentials. There's loads of stuff on there in the wellbeing area, but also in terms of aspects which you may not quite consider as wellbeing first off. So there's loads of stuff on there. There's extra stuff which has recently been put on there from the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, which is great. So there's also the workshop which I mentioned, but there's also other support around for managers, especially their own HR partners as well.
And thank you for the plug for managers. and do the workshop, because I know there's information there about how to have that conversation with people and how to start that conversation. If there was one thing you'd want managers to understand about wellbeing at work, what would you say that is?
Working in staff learning development, sometimes we get requests to do away days and things like that. And that's sometimes the part, or at least the time when managers and leaders basically say, well, let's do something about well-being. Sometimes seen as a separate thing and add-on, and it isn't. It absolutely isn't. It's every day. It's everyday conversations. It's everyday considerations about how somebody is well and how they are getting on, and noticing when things aren't well, and you know, people aren't getting on, and noticing when the difference is. So it's not something special. It's not something add-on. It's something we can include in everyday conversations.
Okay. Fantastic. And talking about those conversations, as well as your role delivering the programmes you've talked about, you're also a wellbeing coach
yes.
here at the university. Tell us, what is wellbeing coaching?
I went on the wellbeing coaching training not so long ago, and for me, because I'm a coach anyway, it provides an opportunity for somebody to talk about any kind of wellbeing goals that they have and how they're going to get there. So being able, I'll be able to work with wellbeing coaches if somebody wants to change, work on, improve some aspects of their life in terms of their own wellbeing, whether that be health or whatever, or even trying to find space for more activities in order to have them be well, then we can start to work together to achieve those goals. What's getting in the way? You know, what those goals look like? What would success look like? And just providing that extra support, because I know from personal experience, you know, we all like to, for example, go to the gym, and yet we don't. So what's stopping us? It's be able to explore that and get underneath the reasons why we don't do what we kind of want to do.
Fantastic. And if anybody's thinking, I really want a conversation like that with somebody, I think we have 8 people across the university whose specialism is wellbeing coaching, and you can request wellbeing coaching through staff learning and development. One final question, if I can. Just anything final you'd like to share with listeners? Any final points about wellbeing at work for managers at the university?
Sure. I think we are really good at wellbeing considerations within this organisation. I know a number of people within my network who work for other organisations that do what I understand now is well washing, which is a term where they just tick the box in terms of wellbeing, but I really do believe that we were putting wellbeing in its appropriate place and providing a whole lot of support. I've mentioned some to you in this conversation, but we also have Thrive sessions, which is the term for a wellbeing session, again around about 90 minutes, which can be done for teams. I mentioned the away days as sort of like an add-on, but it actually really would be good for conferences, team away days and things like that, to raise the profile wellbeing and how wellbeing for staff can be made more visible, more appropriate, more everyday.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today. For any managers listening who want to know more, we have a wellbeing section on StaffNet and a whole range of resources in Managers Essentials. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.